Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, hey, Terry, happy 2010 to you.
And to you, and to you. It's been a cold one so far.
Oh, merciful heavens. And we don't know where y'all are, but we're in Central Virginia, and it's not supposed to be this cold here.
No.
We are freezing our butts off.
I had to go buy Long Johns.
Oh, my.
It's brutal.
So we're really just jealous of our dogs because they have fur coats.
The dogs don't mind it at
all.
Yeah,
they don't know why we don't want to go outside and play with them, at any rate. So we took a little break.
We did.
And it was good, and now we're back.
Yep.
And we're ready to cruise into the new year and introduce, throughout the year, our listeners to some new folks that we meet.
We got some cool interviews coming up shortly.
We do indeed. Maria.
Yeah, Maria Danes from the UK.
Woo-woo!
One of our favorite artists. Mm-hmm. She'll be coming up here very shortly.
Who else? Do we have somebody else very soon?
We have Oliver the Pit.
Oh, that's right. Very, very cool story.
That's a cool story, again, with our friends out at Best Friends Animal Sanctuary.
Yeah.
Really neat story, and I won't give too many spoilers,
no,
but
no,
it's
no,
fun.
No. But that's going to be a great one, yeah.
We've got the big Amy Sadler one. It's going to be a two-parter on animal behavior.
And we love this, you guys. She is the coolest lady, and she's out west somewhere.
Colorado. Yeah.
And as a trainer, man, I just love listening to her with her concepts of canine behavior and how she deals with canine behavior issues.
Yeah.
She's a really cool woman.
Yeah.
And we're going to do Pilots and Paws
oh,
very
that's
soon.
Right.
Yep,
that,
as soon as we can get
really
that scheduled.
Cool.
Woo, yes, they fly poochies.
Yeah, they
new
do
homes.
A whole lot of them.
Yeah,
too.
Man, great group of volunteers, man, with wings.
So that's just what we've got coming up next couple months. So
right.
It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a great year. And one of the things that we want to remind you guys is winter right now, but soon we're going to have spring. The thaw will get here, and we don't know about where y'all live, but in our area, we, starting in March and April, start having doggy events every which where. And so just keep that in mind. If your dog doesn't have good manners or obedience skills, take a class over the winter. It's a great way to prepare to be able to take your dog out in the world come good weather.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. Not only do we have a lot of activities, we have a lot of great places to get training and take classes, and so hopefully you folks will have either trainers locally or something like the Richmond SPCA, who has phenomenal programs that run every 6 weeks. You can get in there for
and
that.
If you've got a dog who's antsy, got some good obedience skills, you know, think about taking an agility class in the winter. Dogs, those fast ones like your Surrey, just love that stuff.
I know. They're antsy to get back into play.
Are they really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Long, hard winter.
Yeah.
All right. So, Terry, we had something on the agenda today. What was it?
Well, it was an interesting scenario, or a situation, rather. Maybe not a scenario. It was a situation. We were coming back from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Went down to see Vicky's mom and stepdad, mm-hmm. and spend time with our son, who lives down in the same area. And on the way back, Surrey, we took our dogs, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Surrey let out a yip,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't know why. Didn't know what happened. No,
right.
The dogs, Sparky, was snoozing, so it wasn't
right.
like they were fussing or anything. But
right.
something happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then we noticed that Surrey wasn't moving her tail.
How odd for Surrey.
Right, because Surrey's tail is typically up.
Right.
It's always
she's
up in that up curve.
She's a wagger.
And she's a wagger,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And it wasn't moving much. It would move a little bit at the end. And it's like, what happened? And so we started doing some research and come across there's two different terms for it. One's called limp tail, which
mm-hmm.
is most common. The other one's called cold tail, because a lot of water dogs will have this problem happen as well. There's a number of causes, but no single cause. So it could be spinal injury,
mm-hmm.
could be from temperature,
mm-hmm.
could be from an actual impact injury.
Right.
And it could be an anal gland that's impacted.
Wow. And all this presents itself as the dog not using his or her tail the way they normally do.
Right. It just typically kind of hangs. Now,
right.
she did have a little movement in the end. She couldn't raise it, but the bottom would move a little. So, but that's not her. Her tail's always up.
And so what did you guys do?
Well, after researching the crap out of it, we took her to the vet, had the glands cleaned. Didn't seem to make any difference. So the treatment for it is to wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
And in about 4 days, suddenly tail movement started to come back and her tail was upright again. But I'd never seen it before. And I'd never even heard of it before.
And now Surrey's a cattle dog.
Correct.
Well, and when Terry told me this had happened to Suri, I shared with him, and he didn't know this, but this happened to my Murphy, who is my 90-pound chocolate lab. And it happened right after my son visited a couple years back, and I'm not sure if they weren't playing rough and something occurred that I didn't know about, but at any rate, it was the same situation. It was obvious to me that it was not comfortable for Murphy to sit. Mm-hmm. And his tail wasn't wagging, and he's been wagging his tail since the day I met him, you know? I'm like, okay, this is worrying me. So I called the vet, and of course, it was a weekend, so I got to go to the emergency vet because I was concerned about it, especially when they told me on the phone that it could be a spinal cord injury. And I didn't want to take chances with my dog, but it had the same outcome as yours with Suri. They examined him. He did not have a broken tail, which I was grateful for, mm-hmm. And could find nothing. So his took probably 10 days to 2 weeks for his tail to come back to normal. It was just a matter of time. But it was a strange thing to me as well. I had never heard of it. I had never seen it before. So now here we are, each of us with two dogs, and one each has had this limp tail thing.
Yeah.
So just be aware of it, you guys. If you see your dog not wagging normally or not sitting normally, just be aware of it and probably should be cautionary and take your dog to the vet in case it is a bad injury.
Right. You never know. We weren't sure if it wasn't something more serious. And actually, she got over it very quickly because typically they're saying 2 or 3 weeks.
Right. More like Murph.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was scary.
It is scary.
I had no
because
idea.
Anything physically that is not the norm with your dog can be flipping anything.
Yeah.
And we just want healthy dogs. So fortunately, Miss Suri had a good outcome. And we just learned one more thing. And it reminded me of Murphy's experience. I had forgotten about it. Interestingly enough, another thing that occurred around that time, again with my son.
There's a trend here.
Yes.
Some sort of pattern
mm-hmm.
forming.
You know, big bruiser of a young man, and he wanted to take my yellow lab for a run, and did. Well, he played fetch with her, which she's very enthusiastic about, but he did it on a surface that wasn't good for her pads, and he was not aware of that. She came home limping.
Ouch.
She had raw pads. Because she had just apparently jammed her pads. And it took a few days for that, too. If you ever have raw pads, I mean, I didn't do anything about it. They weren't bleeding, but they were very uncomfortable for her. So I kept her inside, and, you know, we didn't do any rough housing play. And they healed in a couple of days. But, you know, there's so many things that can happen to them.
Yeah.
So just be aware of your dogs, you know,
yeah.
and take care of them.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep. Okay, so, you know, again, happy 2010, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a fabulous year. We hope to see you out there in our doggy world.
Yeah, lots of events starting up. We've got Dog Jog in March
mm-hmm.
here in Richmond, and something in April, some agility.
There's an agility, I think it's a 3-day event up in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and we hope to get to that. We hope to get out and about a lot this summer. Perhaps we'll be able to get to Charlottesville.
Yeah, they have a really phenomenal shelter up there.
Mm-hmm.
No-kill shelter, highly rated nationally. And
cool.
In Little Charlottesville. So I want to get up there and do an interview if we
That'd
can.
That'd be
so,
way fun.
Yeah.
So look for us in your town. And
we'll have the bright colored Bark Radio Woof shirts on.
Yes, yes, we have like neon colored t-shirts, so we kind of glow in the dark. So yeah, look for me and Terry, and hey man, have a great rest of the winter, y'all.
Yeah, all right, we'll see you guys.